So aside from the Supreme Court decision on the 2013 moratorium, why is Fort Collins wanting to change its rules?
Well, it's not because there's a big oil and gas project on the table there. And in fact, Fort Collins doesn't even have much oil and gas development at all. According to state records, there are only 10 active wells and maybe 20 inactive ones in the city. But Fort Collins is anticipating that over the next couple of decades, more homes could go up near those existing wells. So they're basically just trying to get out ahead of it.
Okay, makes sense. So what is the city doing to change things around energy development while, of course, at the same time staying out of court?
Right. So they're doing a couple of things. First, the city needs to remove any official references to that moratorium because it's no longer in place. And the other two changes would be to the city's land use code. So how close new homes can be built to active wells and to old wells. I talked with Rebecca Everett. She's a senior environmental planner with the city.
We are in a situation where we don't have a great potential for new wells, but we do have existing wells and we have development pressure near those wells. The state does not regulate where new buildings can go in relation to active operations. And so that's where we step in.
And this is what the first land use change addresses. That distance that new homes can be built from existing wells, it's called a reverse setback. And it varies widely depending on where you are in the Front Range. In Fort Collins, right now, you can currently build a home 350 feet from a well. But the city wants to up that number to 500 feet. And so I asked Everett, why 500 feet?
Inherently, you know, 499 feet is not significantly different from 501 feet. It's you know, just a numerical cutoff there. But when you compare 500 feet to, say, 350 feet, there is an increase in, you know, potential safety for residents and properties that may be within that vicinity.
Okay, that's one of two land use changes. What's the other?
It's about how close homes can be built to old wells that aren't in operation anymore. Fort Collins wants to actually reduce the current distance from 350 feet to 100 feet if the well is properly shut down, and that would be through a process called plugging and abandoning. The logic here is that this decreased distance will incentivize home builders to work with oil and gas companies, or at the very least put pressure on oil and gas companies to get those old wells cleaned up. Rebecca Everett puts it this way.
That is significant for land developers who would like to develop near abandoned wells because that would create a financial incentive for them to work with an operator to abandon a well that is active to regain some of that land area for their development.
Fort Collins is one of a number of Front Range communities, Thornton, Erie, Broomfield, to name a few, that are updating their own oil and gas rules. What's driving this?
Well, there are a few reasons. First, of course, is population growth. The state estimates that the fastest growth in the next couple of years will be along the North Front Range. That's, of course, Larimer County and Weld County. Mm-hmm. Both of those counties are in the path of drilling expansion. I would say the other really important factor here is the Firestone home explosion, which killed two people last April. The incident is still under investigation, but what we do know is that the accident was linked to a small pipeline called a flow line that was attached to a nearby well. That pipeline had been leaking odorless gas into the basement of the home.
Right. Well, the state did respond to that incident last August with a handful of proposed regulatory updates. What's the status of those changes?
So last summer, Governor Hickenlooper proposed 7 changes to the state's oil and gas regulations. Everything from enhancing the state's Call Before You Dig program, 811, to creating a fund to deal with those old abandoned wells, to strengthening certain pipeline regulations. And that last one, the rulemaking process is underway for updating flow line regulations. And there's actually a public meeting on that rulemaking scheduled for January 8th and January 9th.
All right. Well, thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Aaron.
That was Lee Patterson reporting on efforts by the city of Fort Collins to update its oil and gas regulations, as well as where things stand with the state. For KUNC, I'm Aaron O'Toole.